Hey, this is Craig Ferentino of Craig James Financial. Get ready for another financial report right here on 103.9 LI News Radio.
All right, it's time for the Craig James Financial Report with our man Craig Ferentino. A certified wealth strategist extraordinaire. He is president of the Craig James Financial Services, located right in the heart of Melville on Broad Hollow Road. And check out that website, folks. Once again, you'll learn a lot. LongIslandInvestmentAdvisors.com. Craig, a registered representative offering securities and advisory services all through United Planets Financial Services. Member FINRA. SIPC, Craig James Financial Services, LLC, United Planners, are not affiliated. The Dow, the good day yesterday, shooting up a couple hundred points. Down just a few shekels as we speak. And we'll see what today brings. Great to have you as always, my good friend.
Good morning, Jay Oliver. It's so good to hear you. Yes, it is. Yes, as you said, that's all correct. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 236 points, 26,664. We're in the 26,000 to 27,000 range. The range is narrowing. If you follow charting and things like that, you'll notice that, the range was like 24 to 26. Now we're at the 26 to 27, which is quite good. And I think if we go through the summer, as I've been saying over the weeks, we go through the summer in this range, I think we've been showing very good stability to the economy. That's on the Dow Jones Industrial Average. Now, the NASDAQ Composite was up 158 points to 1.5% for the day to 10,903. You didn't hear it from anybody else, but that's a new record. That's a new record for the NASDAQ. 10,903, approaching that 11,000 mark. Standard & Poor's S&P 500 index was up 23 points, or 0.7%, to 32.95. The 10-year Treasury is little change at a 0.56. There's actually been a demand for Treasuries as well. So it's kind of interesting how there's still fear in the market, or at least we're the best place to invest your money. And so the demand for bonds is very high. Again, if you recall, if I was a global investor, where else can I put my money? And the only place I could put my money, unfortunately, is in the U.S. Treasury, because everybody else is paying negative yields. Sweden, Germany, most of the EU companies are not even giving you money back after 10 years. So we are the best place to put your money right now, and that's where it is. The other interesting thing is gold is at 1992. At $6.30, we're approaching 2,000 on the gold. I think it goes to 3,000. That's my comment. But everybody has an opinion on this. So you have gold going up. We have interest rates going down. Not too many places to put your money except in the stock market. There really is no other place for investors or even people saying, "Hey, I want to live on safety and everything else." I said, "Well, you can get 0.56% for 10 years, and then people frown when I mention that, but that's the risk-free rate, 0.56 for 10 years. So it doesn't give people a lot of options. Anyway, makes it tough for us planners and for people who are trying to make money. And then while that's happening, you're missing the NASDAQ going up, to a record high here. It's kind of hard to, people are investing. You think if they're there to save the money, then the 0.56 is a good indicator. There to make money, well, they made 1.5%, which is, you can't even get in a one-year money market these days. You just made that on the NASDAQ in one day. So just to put everything in perspective here, there's a lot going on. Jay, making the news, of course, the hurricane, not only do people have to quarantine, but they also now have to quarantine. Now they may have to evacuate and quarantine at the same time. So we'll see how that process through a couple of the states. We'll see how that hits the markets. Right now, the futures are just a little bit negative right now, down like 21 points on the Dow. this whole TikTok thing, that the president is probably the only president in history ever to mention that maybe we should buy this company. But, if a lot of young kids use this TikTok and the Chinese have control over everything, well, for people that are nervous, and rightly so, very nervous, about surrendering individuals' privacy, not only to the United States, but now to a foreign country, and no less a communist foreign country. So I think that's a concern. And they're trying to negotiate. There's some talks that Microsoft may buy TikTok. And then Microsoft has a lot of ties into China, so I think that's going to be hard to negotiate, too. So we'll see where all this goes. But I think it's definitely front headline news at the Wall Street Journal is TikTok. And I didn't think it was that big, but there you go. We had another, as we said yesterday, we had two casualties, Lord & Taylor filing for bankruptcy, and as well as the parent company of Men's Warehouse, which I don't think I've been to, but a lot of people have. You have BP today coming in that they reported a $17.7 billion loss. And they've actually cut their dividend. Now, British Petroleum is an interesting stock. Let me just tell your listeners, BP, it's not a recommendation, of course, but BP cutting their dividends. Currently, if you bought BP at $22.09 as of yesterday per share, let's say 1,000 shares of BP would be a $22,000 investment. Just to give you from my perspective, at the current dividend of $2.52 per year, you divide that by four, and that tells you what your quarterly dividend is. That came out to a yield of 11.41% on your money. So, yeah. So BP paying, even if it does nothing, it's paying you 11% in dividend. That was an incredible amount. We all knew that was high. But we didn't know if they could sustain it through this crisis. And so they're going to cut their dividend to a lower percentage. And as a result, the price of the stock is going up. And in pre-market trading, it's up 6%. Yesterday it closed at 22.04. Today it's at 23.55, up almost 7% in one day because they're cutting their dividend. So now that they cut their dividend, it just means that investors who've had their shares for so long and written this up may get a decrease in their income. But for still the new investors, there's a lot more potential for growth now. And they should also said they're going to focus on more carbon neutral events in their career at BP. So a very well established company. And I thought that was the first. Now there's a lot of other companies that are paying some very good dividends. But during these times, you're starting to see some interesting. You may see some other cuts. This is the first one. ExxonMobil didn't cut. Chevron Texaco didn't cut. So we're keeping an eye on this. You've got to realize BP was founded in 1889, headquartered in London in the United Kingdom, or England, as we better say it here in the States. So very, very interesting news. So today we're getting some reports. I think Disney's reporting after the close today. We're keeping an eye on that. And we're looking to see where this negotiation with our stimulus deal, see how that works, see if there's any bites on that. And I think they're still the administration's still at $200, which I think is pretty generous. But the Democrats are holding on to $600. And I think they're out for August recess. So we'll see how that all plays out. But unfortunately, there's a lot of your local people who are like, hey, what's going on here? And they can be very upset that these things are going to run out. They did run out as of last Friday. So we're going to see how that affects the economy.
I'll tell you, we are chock full of news here on this Tuesday. With everything going on, we got ASEAN and everything else to get down with. But this TikTok deal, I mean, the clock truly is ticking right now. And you know, another caveat of this thing is ByteDance, the parent company. I was reading they could move its global headquarters to London. And then here we go again as far as the merry-go-round. But listen, there is an axe to grind here, Beijing-based TikTok. You go back to that rally, folks. A lot of people aren't bringing this up. We will. The rally that took place in Tulsa June 20th. Remember? Hardly anybody there in that arena? Guess what? TikTok was at the very heart of it all as far as pranking the administration somewhat, buying seats allegedly. That's still up in the air. Nothing definitively drawn out of that. But there is an axe to grind, obviously, with China and the United States, all that's going on here. So very interesting. Moving parts galore here, Mr. Ferrantino, with this stuff. I'll tell you, incredible.
Yeah, it's stuff, Jay. I didn't actually. That's right, TikTok. Now that I remember, putting the dots together, TikTok was
Tulsa, June 20th. Yeah,
they're all traffic is monitored over the internet to some extent, and I'm sure that there is an answer, and I'm sure the president knows the answer, and the administration for people coming in. The internet, we've been doing some internet security courses as a side because we have a lot of people getting hacked, and unfortunately, a lot of these task squads of police departments are starting to be disbanded, not just the anti-crime unit. It's not reported too much here. That's something you guys could look into. But from what I'm hearing from our clients is that they're not, you know, this movement to defund the police means that, well, we're also made to fund, get rid of the gang squad, the drug squad, and also the cyber crime squad. So all that's up in the air right now. And so the people that troll and do bad things on the internet have gotten a free pass.
No question. Great report, sir. Lots of stuff to digest, and we will continue our conversations tomorrow morning. You stay well now. Stay safe today now.
Thank you. You too. All right. Bye-bye now.